John, I know it's the end of the season, but I imagine you're not very happy losing to a side that are already relegated.
I'm not happy about losing to anybody. It doesn't matter whether they're relegated or they're top of the league. It's irrelevant. This is a competitive division. And sometimes when you get relegated, it takes the shackles off everybody. I did say that, mentioned this before the game, and said, look, it might be a difficult game this, simply because there isn't a lot for them to play for, other than anything, other than the pride on the day. And if we don't have the right attitude and we don't go about things the right way, we could easily find it difficult, because what happens in a lot of instances with those circumstances is people don't track. They get you on the counter-attack because our own ability sometimes lets us down, and they'll counter-attack because they're not tracking everybody, so they've got players higher up the pitch. And it came out like that to some degree. Two penalties, one of which I think is pretty soft. First one I can get my head round. I think the referee overall was okay, he was fine, other than he just gave some he was consistent, to be fair, and throughout he was he gave some a miss some. And but I suppose that's every week. But I'm just disappointed about the way we've gone about it. I think our players were making excuses at half time, for blaming the shape that Altrincham were playing and the way we weren't dealing with it. And I'm not having that. I'm not having that. It's rubbish. It's a case of adapting on the pitch, just tweaking your line. You have to do that on the pitch. I can only do it when I get to the half time. What you got to do is be able to recognise it when you're a player on the pitch and say, right, let's just move people around slightly just to accommodate this. And we didn't do it. And our shortcomings have come to the fore at times. You know, we can be very good, as you probably know, but we can also be absolutely rubbish. And at times today, we were the latter.
When you mentioned the referee, there was McWilliams from Altrincham came steaming in on James Bailey, or that's the way it looked to me. What did you make of that?
Well, I spoke to the referee. That's where I've just been, funny enough. And he said, I had a better view than him. And I said, look, at the end of the day, the lad has been clipped by James Bailey further down the pitch. It was a retaliatory act. He chased after Bailey further up the pitch. And Bailey had moved the ball, and the ball was 15, 20 yards out of his feet. It had gone. And the lad came in, clattered through him. And I just said to the referee, tell him, explain to me, the lad's not injured, it's no big deal. But he could have got a red card, you could have red carded him for him retaliating. Said that then, and then he would have suffered. And you just yell at the lad, and he's just absolutely cleaned him out. I said, the ball was nowhere near, and it's all about the clip earlier on. I said, I'm confused as a manager, what's constituted a red card and a yellow card, and he's come in, he's out of control, he's slid in. He had no control of what he was doing. He's just gone right through him. He's got a really badly injured him. And he said, oh, well, I didn't have the best view. And I just said, I don't accept that. I said, you're 20 yards away. I said, I'm 15. I said, I'm about out of a slightly better angle. But if you'd have said, somebody walks across your view, that'd have been better. And I couldn't blame you, could I? I said, but it didn't. You were looking straight at it. Is it any wonder why those managers get excited about stuff that it shouldn't be going on? That's unacceptable on a pitch, somebody just to clean somebody out like that when the ball's nowhere near.
Well, there's been a lot of talk on that matter. There's been a lot of talk recently. I don't want to go into the David Moyes thing too much, but people have said managers don't have a right in football to claim that it's heat of the moment. And would you...
Which bit's heat of the moment?
Well, in general, they reckon that managers should always be in control and there's no heat of the moment. You can't use that as an excuse.
You talking about players' heat of the moment? Or
managers when you say? Speak to people like myself or proper journalists?
No, you've got to be able to speak your mind. You know, there's too much caution now. It's all about, you know, media offices and them telling you what you can say and how to answer a question. The public are not interested in a fabricated answer. That's what referees do to you when you ask them for an answer. They give you a made-up reply that they've concocted in a lot of instances. And somebody at the top level wouldn't be able to speak like this. Because yeah. I'm just telling you, that's what happens, and they know that's what happens, and the FA and the referees, secretaries all know that happens. And it's wrong, I understand why they do it. But you look, at the end of the day, you've got to speak your mind, and as long as you're not being discourteous, rude, to say that somebody was poor or somebody was rubbish or they made a bad decision, you sometimes just tell them the truth. What's wrong with that?
No, fair enough. Game today against, you know, people might say it's end of season against the bottom of the table, but coming up, you've got a really a game that's going to matter a lot against Salford. They're going to be up to win, definitely.
I'd imagine so. Well, I have no problem with us against Salford. It's not those sort of games we have a problem with.
Yeah.
If there's a challenge in front of us, we're normally all right. You know, but they'll be very hungry, won't they? I mean, depending on how the results have gone today and how they go tomorrow. You know, they might, I don't know where it's going to leave them this weekend. So, you know, I know them, a lot of the players, I know the management very well. They're going to be very hungry. Whether we can lift ourselves, I don't know. We'll have to see on the day, but there's nothing in it for us other than our pride. But we might have a situation like Alty did today. And we might go and we might just pinch something, you know. So, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's just about us. We've got to be hungry though than we were today. We were just not at it, and you know, it's something up to me to make sure that we do. And by way of either motivating people or changing the team around.